Ever wonder why some businesses consistently attract clients while others struggle? Mark Satterfield's The 1 Week Marketing Plan has become a quiet phenomenon among entrepreneurs and consultants seeking to end the feast or famine cycle that plagues so many small businesses. What makes this approach revolutionary is its accessibility. Satterfield dismantles the myth that effective marketing requires massive budgets or specialized knowledge. Endorsed by marketing legends like Jay Abraham and Bob Bly, the system has transformed thousands of businesses by replacing random marketing activities with a coherent, relationship-first approach. As a former executive at Pepsi and Kraft who dramatically increased his own consulting income from $45,000 to $250,000 using these principles, Satterfield offers a refreshingly practical alternative to the overwhelming complexity of traditional marketing advice. Most businesses approach marketing backward, falling into a common trap that undermines their long-term success. They focus intensely on immediate sales rather than building meaningful relationships, creating a perpetual cycle of chasing new clients. This approach is not only exhausting and ineffective, like trying to convince strangers to marry you on the first date, but it also results in higher customer acquisition costs and lower customer lifetime value. The 1 Week Marketing Plan flips this traditional model by establishing you as a trusted authority first. Instead of interrupting people with aggressive sales pitches, you attract them by offering valuable solutions to their specific problems. This creates a natural progression where prospects come to know, like, and trust you before any selling occurs. This approach mirrors successful professional relationships in the real world, where trust is built gradually through demonstrated expertise and consistent value delivery. Consider several real-world examples. Sunny Ahuja's perfume business was struggling with low sales and high customer skepticism until he created a free report called 20 Ways to Spot a Fake Perfume. By addressing his customers' biggest fear, getting scammed, he transformed his business almost overnight, seeing a 300% increase in qualified leads. Similarly, a financial advisor grew his practice by offering a free guide on 7 critical retirement planning mistakes, while a healthcare provider doubled patient referrals through educational workshops on preventative care. The system works because it aligns with how people actually make buying decisions in the digital age. We naturally seek trusted advisors when facing important decisions, whether it's choosing a healthcare provider, selecting financial services, or making significant purchases. By positioning yourself as that advisor through valuable content, you create a magnetic pull that brings qualified prospects to you. This approach is particularly effective because it leverages the psychology of reciprocity. When you freely provide value, people naturally want to reciprocate. What makes this approach particularly powerful is its systematic nature. Rather than relying on disconnected tactics that produce inconsistent results, you're building an integrated system where each element reinforces the others. The content you create feeds your email marketing, which drives social media engagement, which in turn generates more leads for your business. And unlike complex marketing plans that never get implemented, this one can be up and running in just 7 days, with each day focused on a specific, actionable component. Consider the compounding effect. When you consistently provide value through targeted content, your authority grows exponentially. Your existing clients become advocates, sharing your content with others facing similar challenges. Search engines begin ranking your content higher, bringing more organic traffic. Social proof accumulates through testimonials and case studies, making each new conversion easier than the last. Think about it. What would your business look like if qualified prospects were consistently reaching out to you rather than you chasing after them? This isn't just about making sales easier. It's about fundamentally changing your relationship with your market, from pursuer to pursued, from salesperson to trusted advisor. I don't want to limit myself by specializing. This common objection to niche marketing reflects a fundamental misunderstanding of how clients make decisions. When faced with options, people naturally gravitate toward specialists. Would you choose a general practitioner or a cardiologist for heart surgery, the specialist every time. Choosing a niche doesn't limit opportunities. It amplifies them by making you the obvious choice within your specialty. When you're perceived as the expert in solving specific problems for a specific audience, price resistance diminishes and referrals increase. Consider 14 factors when selecting your niche: market size, growth trajectory, reachability, geographic concentration, gender focus, passion level, yours and theirs, genuine need, price sensitivity, seasonality, competition levels, pain points, your unique advantage, and potential for repeat business. That last factor, repeat business potential, deserves special attention. It's far easier to sell to existing clients than acquire new ones. Some businesses naturally enjoy this advantage, accounting services, dry cleaning, while others must create it through complementary offerings. A wedding photographer might develop anniversary packages, for instance, transforming a one-time transaction into a recurring relationship. Regulatory restrictions in fields like healthcare or financial services often intimidate marketers, but they can actually create competitive advantages. By mastering compliance hurdles that deter others, you create barriers to entry that protect your position. Your day one task is straightforward. Analyze your current client base for patterns. Which clients are most profitable? Which are easiest to work with? And where do you consistently deliver exceptional results? If your client base doesn't suggest a natural niche, identify businesses with the most pressing need for your solution. Once you've selected your niche, create a bullet point list explaining why you're uniquely qualified to serve it. This will become the foundation for tomorrow's task, creating your bait piece to attract prospective clients. Remember, specialization isn't about limiting who you'll work with. It's about focusing your marketing message to attract your ideal clients more effectively. The centerpiece of your marketing system is a compelling free offer, what Satterfield calls your bait piece. This isn't just any content. It's specifically designed to address your target market's most pressing pain points or aspirations. The secret to an effective title is focusing on your market's challenges rather than your services. Consider these proven formulas. Do you recognize the 7 early warning signs of problem? 5 mistakes most, your niche, make that cost them money, time, or opportunity. How, specific type of person, can achieve desired outcome. These work because they tap into fundamental motivations, fear of pain, and desire for gain. Fear of pain is particularly powerful. We are more motivated to avoid loss than achieve gain. A financial advisor might use 5 retirement planning mistakes that could cost you everything rather than how to build a comfortable retirement. Your report should provide genuine value while creating desire for your paid solutions. The key is making readers feel satisfied but incomplete. Give them what to do, not precisely how to do it. Think of it like explaining Thanksgiving dinner to someone from another country. You'd describe the traditional menu and its significance without providing recipes or cooking instructions. Structure your report in 6 parts. 1. Identify their biggest problem. 2. Explain the consequences of ignoring it. 3. Discuss alternative solutions. 4. Present your solution as a series of steps. 5. Showcase results you achieve. 6. Include a call to action. When describing results, use a combination of big picture totals, our clients have collectively saved over $12 million in taxes, mini case studies, and testimonials, and with a compelling call to action that motivates prospects to contact you for implementation help. Remember that stories dramatically improve retention. Research shows readers remember 3 times more information from story-based reports than fact-only reports. Begin with a compelling story or by directly addressing the problem. I know from speaking with others like yourself. After drafting your content, take a 1-hour break before reviewing. Add examples where helpful and read it aloud to ensure it sounds natural. While simple PDF documents work fine, you can enhance visual impact with stock photos from sites like 123RF.com or hire affordable designers through platforms like Fiverr. Your free report is the foundation of your entire marketing system. Invest the time to make it truly valuable.
Your website has one primary job: capturing visitor information. Unlike traditional websites that try to tell visitors everything about your business, your lead capture page focuses exclusively on getting visitors to opt in for your free report. This approach recognizes a fundamental reality: most people won't buy from you on their first visit. By capturing their contact information, you can build a relationship over time that eventually leads to business. This is why your subscriber list will become your most valuable marketing asset. Your lead capture page needs these key elements. 1. A conversational headline, often in quotation marks, that immediately communicates you understand the visitor's problem. 2. Brief introductory copy that quickly transitions to bullet points. 3. Curiosity-arousing bullet points that leverage different motivational levers: pain, fear, gain. 4. Strategic formatting with bolded key phrases. 5. An attractively designed opt-in box with compelling copy. Your headline is critical. If it doesn't hook visitors, they won't read further. If your free report has a compelling title, you can simply use that as your headline, potentially adding "free" at the beginning for additional impact. After your headline, use a simple transition sentence like, "In this free report, you'll discover," followed by 4 to 12 bullet points. Place your two strongest points first and your third strongest last, as research shows readers typically read the top two bullets, then jump to the last one. Effective bullet point formulas include why X is not always the best way to Y and what to do instead, 5 proven ways to X, what you should never X, 3 keys to X. When creating your opt-in box, balance the information you request. Less information yields more opt-ins, but more information provides higher quality prospects. Consider using a two-step process. First, collect name and email, then request additional information on a second page. Include a privacy statement assuring prospects you won't sell their information. Use action-oriented button text like "Send it to me" rather than "Submit," and make the button a bright contrasting color to increase response rates. After prospects submit their information, direct them to a thank you page that appreciates their opt-in, reinforces they've made a good decision, and explains how they'll receive the information. Send your report via email link rather than direct download to ensure you receive valid email addresses. Consider two alternative approaches for your opt-in page: video, which can significantly increase conversion rates, or a reverse squeeze page that shows prospects valuable content before requesting their contact information. The reverse approach tends to generate fewer but higher quality leads. Build your site using WordPress rather than standalone HTML pages to ensure Google friendliness. Single-page sites designed only to capture leads may not appear in search listings, while WordPress allows you to easily add blog posts, quickly creating a multi-page website that satisfies search engines. Creating your free offer is just the first step in attracting new clients. Now you need to develop a series of messages that will convert prospects into paying clients by building trust and credibility over time. The plan involves writing 7 emails to send during the first 11 days after prospects sign up for your free offer. This concentrated messaging serves to cement your company name and services in prospects' minds while engaging them when their interest in solving their problem is strongest. Your 7 email sequence builds a relationship with prospects through carefully structured touchpoints. Email number 1, day 0. Send the download link for your free report with the subject line, "Here's the title report you requested." Introduce yourself, provide the download link, briefly explain your expertise, and establish that you'll be sending periodic helpful information. Email number 2, day 1. Send a quick follow-up to ensure the prospect successfully downloaded your report. Provide the link again and reinforce the value they'll receive. Email number 3, day 3. Highlight a specific section of your report with the subject line, "A quick question, first name." Reference something particularly valuable and ask for feedback, encouraging prospects to read the material if they haven't yet. Email number 4, day 5. Tell a success story about someone who used information from your report.
The subject line follows the format "How name what he or she accomplished." Detail a client's problem, how they implemented your advice, and the progressive successes they achieved. Email number 5, day 7. Share additional valuable information that wasn't included in your report with the subject line, "First name, I forgot to mention this." This provides another opportunity to demonstrate your expertise. Email number 6, day 9. Answer a question many in this niche are asking. Address a common concern, overcome a typical objection, or further establish your expertise. Email number 7, day 11. Offer a free consultation. Acknowledge that only a small percentage of readers are truly committed to achieving specific goals, then offer a complimentary consultation addressing specific issues. This represents a critical step in moving from building trust through content to a direct conversation. When writing these messages, maintain a conversational tone, as if addressing one person rather than thousands. Maintain a strong point of view as an expert, share personal stories to be memorable, and end each email with a preview of upcoming content to keep readers engaged. For additional content ideas, consider client success stories, industry controversies, money-saving tips, and answers to common questions. Broadcast messages can be tied to current events, holidays, industry news, or surveys to maintain relevance and interest. Autoresponder systems make this process automated and personalized, allowing you to maintain contact with minimal ongoing effort. Services like GentleRainAutomation.com make it easy to set up your sequence with appropriate timing. With your marketing infrastructure in place, it's time to drive targeted traffic to your website through pay-per-click PPC advertising. Unlike traditional advertising, where you pay for exposure regardless of interest, PPC only charges when someone clicks your ad, indicating genuine interest. Search engine advertising offers immediacy and precision targeting, since your ads appear when someone searches for your selected keywords. When someone searches, two types of results appear: organic, natural search results, and paid advertisements. While organic listings may get more clicks, they're difficult to achieve quickly, making PPC the better option for immediate results. Start by selecting the right keywords, terms potential customers would type when searching for your services or trying to solve problems. The Google Keyword Planner helps identify valuable keywords by showing search volume, competition level, and estimated cost per click. Beginning with just 4 to 8 carefully selected keywords is recommended before expanding. When writing PPC ads, follow 3 key principles. 1. Include your keyword in the headline to improve quality score and click-through rate. 2. Focus entirely on benefits rather than features. You only have 95 characters total. 3. Use title case for better visibility. For example, an estate planning attorney might use "Estate Planning Secrets" as a headline, followed by "Lower Your Costs and Their Taxes. Free report shows how. Click now." This structure captures attention and clearly communicates the value proposition within tight character limits. Beyond Google, consider these additional advertising platforms. Bing offers 2 key advantages: potentially lower cost per click for the same keywords, and access to additional traffic through the Yahoo Bing network. The interface differs slightly from Google's, but the principles remain the same. Facebook has become an increasingly popular advertising platform, particularly effective for targeting consumers. Its targeting capabilities are extensive. Beyond basic demographics, you can target by precise interests, reaching fans of specific companies, celebrities, or topics, broad categories, activities, business interests, technology adoption, and advanced factors like marital status, education level, and employer. For all platforms, start with modest daily budgets and monitor performance closely. After your campaigns run for a few days, review metrics including clicks, impressions, click-through rate, average position, and cost per click. Pause underperforming keywords and adjust bids as needed. Once your ad campaigns are active, your 1-week marketing plan begins generating automatic leads. The primary benefit of online advertising is speed, but it represents just one marketing option. Additional strategic methods, including blogs, social media, video, PR, and joint ventures, can further enhance your results. After implementing your core marketing system, you can enhance results with strategic boosts, additional tactics that drive more targeted traffic to your website. Each boost can be implemented in 4 to 8 hours, with the recommendation to experiment with one per month, focusing on those producing the greatest results. Social media boost. Rather than posting randomly, use social media strategically as a lead generation tool, driving people to your blog posts. Set up optimized business profiles on LinkedIn, Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, including keywords potential customers would use when searching for your services. For LinkedIn specifically, join groups related to your industry to drive significant targeted traffic to your website. Post engaging headlines or questions that link to your blog content. Blogging boost. Blogging provides a powerful way to attract prospects beyond just your homepage. Blogs yield significant benefits, establishing thought leadership, drawing people to your site, enabling social media promotion, encouraging content sharing, improving search engine rankings, increasing site visit duration, and deepening relationships with readers. To optimize your blog posts for search engines, choose 1 to 2 keyword phrases per post. Include each phrase exactly twice. Place your main keyword within the first 7 words of your headline, bold the keyword in your first sentence, add keywords as tags, ensure posts are at least 300 words long, and use original photos with keyword-rich descriptions. Write conversationally, as if speaking one-on-one with someone you like. Share relevant personal anecdotes that connect to business points to build the know, like, and trust factors crucial for relationship building. Video marketing boost. Video delivers exceptional value, with research suggesting 1 minute of video is worth 1.8 million words. Videos outperform text in SEO, lead generation, website engagement, and customer conversion. Create a focused 2-minute script that directs viewers to opt in for your free offer, following the formula, tell viewers what you've got, why they need it, and what to do next. For those uncomfortable on camera, narrated text videos using PowerPoint or Keynote slides with voiceover provide an effective alternative. Keep your slides simple. Fancy graphics rarely increase response rates compared to clean, straightforward text presentations. Publicity boost. Publicity offers 3 powerful benefits: exposing your business to new audiences, building credibility through media appearances, and improving your website's search engine ranking through links from high-traffic media sites. To attract media attention, focus on what interests their audience rather than your business offerings. Effective story angles include tying to current events or local angles, connecting to holidays or seasonal events, celebrity tie-ins, trend pieces and surveys, numbered lists, how-to content, controversial topics or myth debunking, and anniversaries of significant events. Direct mail boost. Despite digital communications prevalence, direct mail remains highly effective, with less competition in physical mailboxes than email inboxes. Research shows physical media creates a deeper footprint in the brain than digital content, making a stronger emotional impact. Finding the right mailing list is crucial for success. The more precisely you can identify your target client, the better your results. Professional-looking sales letters have consistently outperformed postcards, with the most effective letters focusing initially on the reader's emotional triggers, fear of pain, and desire for gain, rather than on the sender's services. Joint ventures boost. Joint ventures, collaborative relationships with complementary businesses targeting the same customer base, work best once your initial marketing is established. Ideal JV partners sell complementary, not competing products to your same audience. Despite the compelling financial logic of joint ventures, most fail due to lack of trust. Focus on gradually developing connections by volunteering to be a resource in their marketing activities, such as appearing on their teleseminars or webinars with no expectation of immediate benefit. One of the best strategies for developing long-term joint venture relationships is promoting their products before asking them to promote yours.
Having established your marketing system, the key challenge now becomes implementation. Reading about marketing without taking action is like reading about swimming without getting in the pool. The system requires commitment, at least 6 months of consistent effort before evaluating results. With persistence, this system enables you to build your business to whatever size you desire while giving you the freedom to choose ideal clients rather than working with anyone who has money. After successfully implementing the one-week marketing plan for a year, two key considerations emerge. First, determine how personally involved you want to be in your business. Can you create systems that generate income without your constant presence? Second, consider how to evolve your marketing approach as technology and regulations change. Becoming a student of marketing helps you adapt to these shifts. Track what yields the best results and consider expanding your system to additional niches. Outsource repetitive tasks to maintain efficiency while focusing on what you enjoy. Platforms like Fiverr.com, Elance.com, and Guru.com make it easy to find affordable help for everything from website design to content creation. Many business owners have a conflicted relationship with marketing, knowing they need it while secretly hoping clients will simply discover them naturally. This internal conflict often prevents effective implementation. To overcome this resistance, try techniques like brain geography, moving your thinking to different parts of your brain by remembering past successes and how they made you feel, then applying that feeling to marketing tasks. The one-week marketing plan represents a fundamental shift in how businesses attract clients, from interruption-based selling to relationship-based marketing. By positioning yourself as a trusted advisor first and a service provider second, you create a magnetic pull that brings qualified prospects to you consistently and predictably. What would your business look like if qualified prospects were consistently reaching out to you rather than you chasing after them? With Satterfield's system, that reality is just 7 days away.